juiciest worms he had ever seen, and all without needing to dig and claw in the unyielding ground. So the Skylark took hold of two glistening worms and swallowed them. Such small sacrifice, yet such great reward, the Skylark told himself. One small feather is of no concern to me. With his stomach full, the Skylark stepped from his high perch and began to soar. And as he did, he began to sing once again. The next day, the Skylark swooped and sang until he met the nefarious peddler once again. Just as before, the peddler offered two worms for one feather. So the Skylark feasted on the luscious worms until he had his fill. And so it went, day after day. Times were still hard for all living things, and worms were still not easy to come by for creatures of the air. One day after finishing the worms, the Skylark attempted to take flight. Instead of soaring, he plummeted to the ground with a thud. Stunned, but grateful to be alive, the Skylark realized he had no more feathers. Of course, he could no longer fly. The rabbi paused for so long that the disciple thought the story was over. He responded to his teacher by saying he would ponder the meaning of the story. "Ah, but the story continues," said the rabbi.